Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special and a special occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her. So we express our condolences to all dear Shias all over the world. السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمة وخديجة السلام عليك يا بنت. And I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special on Friday, 10th of Rabiu Thani, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of May, 1404 of the solar calendar, and the 3rd of October, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
As-salamu alayka, ya bint waliyallah. As-salamu alayka, ya ukht waliyallah. خواهر امام رضا السلام علیک یا امت ولی الله یا جواد الامه السلام علیک یا بنت موسی بن جعفر یا فاطمه شفیلی فی الجنه فان لک عند الله شأن من الشأن.
The arrival and presence of Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma, the daughter of Imam Musa al-Kadhim, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, the most senior member of Ahlul Bayt at that time, completely revolutionized the social history and scholarly conditions and circles of the city of Qom. Her name was Fatima, and she was entitled Al-Ma'suma, the infallible one, because of her virtues and piety. At-Taqiyya, the pious. Al-Shafi'a, the intercessor. Al-Karima, the generous, are some of her other titles.
So as I told you, today is the demise anniversary of Hazrat Masuma, peace be upon her. We learn more about her character, the learned divine lady from the holy Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Hazrat Masuma was brought up in a very noble family. She was daughter of Imam Musa al-Kazim, the sister of Imam Reza, the aunt of Imam Muhammad Taghi al-Jawad. She was taught all the Islamic sciences by Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam, and Imam Reza, of course, and she transmitted ahadith or traditions from them. She became famous as Alim, that means the learned lady, and Muhaditha, that means the learned lady who transmitted ahadith. The traditions quoted by Hazrat Masuma are among the most authentic traditions which are present in various books of traditions. Lady Fatima bint Musa al-Kazim was most pious, noble, and reverend lady. Like her holy grandmother, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, she was always busy in performing salah or prayers and kept fast most of the days. She was greatly respected and revered by her holy father, Imam Musa al-Kazim, and her elder brother, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. She became famous as Masuma, that means the Immaculate, during her lifetime. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, has said about Hazrat Fatima Masuma that whoever performs the ziyarah of Fatima Masuma in Qom is like the person who has performed my ziyarah.
Thank you. as we know that Imam Raza and this noble lady Fatima Ma'suma, these both are from one mother. Their mother was Lady Najma.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were completely different from other children of our seventh Imam.
Right.
And when our eighth Imam, he migrated towards Tus, city of Tus, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as we know that usually I say that Imam Raza and Lady Ma'suma, this brother and sister, they are like Hazrat Zainab and Imam Hussein. Like how they were, you know, help to each other. They were the Sharik and most companion for each other. Like that, like because we know the name of Imam Raza was Ali and the name, actual name of Lady Ma'suma was Fatima.
Right.
So they are the Ali and Fatima of this time.
Mm-hmm.
And Zainab wa Hussein was Ali wa Fatima of that time. You know, in each and every time, there are some beautiful examples of this beautiful generation in followers.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the Ali and Fatima. And that's why their aim and their, you know, purpose of life is same. When our eighth Imam went for protect the religion of Islam, because of that, you know, because whole his life was for Islam. So according to one tradition, our eighth Imam, he wrote a letter to Lady Ma'suma and he asked her to come, like he was inviting her, like how Imam Hussein, he needs the help of Lady Zainab. So like that, this time Imam Raza is, you know, is need of help of
his sister.
So these personalities are the, you know, perfect helper of times Imam, you know, which shows that how great personality of women in Islam is.
Ya Fatimatu, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n.
About her personal merits, history and traditional texts say it has been narrated that except for Imam Reza, of course, none of Imam Kazim's children were at the level of Lady Ma'suma, peace be upon her. Sheikh Abbas Qumi believes that Lady Ma'suma is the most virtuous and respected lady among the daughters of Musa ibn Ja'far. Imam Khomeini has paralleled the position of Lady Fatima Ma'suma with that of Lady Fatima Zahra. About her knowledge, it has been reported that once a group of Shia entered Medina to ask Imam Kazim some questions. At the time, Imam was on a trip outside of Medina. Therefore, Fatima Ma'suma wrote the answers to their questions on a piece of paper and handed it to them. On their way back, they encountered the Imam outside of the town. When the Imam saw their questions and the replies given by Fatima Ma'suma, he said, "May her father be her sacrifice," repeating it three times.
Allahumma inni as'aluka an takhtim li bis-sa'adah فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
This is today's special you are listening to. Based on some narrations, Fatima Ma'suma can intercede for people before Allah and Shia will enter heaven by her intercession. For instance, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that there will pass away in Qom a lady of my descendants, known as Fatima, by whose intercession our Shia will enter the heaven. The leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, in a speech said, "There is no doubt that Hazrat Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam played an indisputably important role in helping Qom become Qom. She played an undeniable role in helping this historical and religious city gain prominence. Though her journey among the companions and friends of the infallible Imams and by traveling through different cities and sowing the seeds of knowledge and wilaya during her journey, this honorable lady, this young girl who had been educated by the Holy Prophet's household, caused the city of Qom to shine as the main stronghold of the teachings of the Holy Prophet's household during the dark region of oppressors. She made this city a stronghold for transferring the light of knowledge and the teachings of the Holy Prophet's household to the east and the west of the world of Islam.
Just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam and of this noble lady Fatima al-Ma'suma in Qum. This lady who her shrine, according to one noble man, he does a particular dua for a certain number of days so that he can find where the grave of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. He does that. Briefly, I'll mention it. So after he finished the certain days, I think it's 40 days, he has to do a particular dua, do a certain ziyarah, whatever, and then he will get. So after he finished this, he saw one of the imams, either al-Baqir or al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in his dream. And the imam told him, go visit Karima to Ahlul Bayt. Go do the ziyarah of the honorable lady of Ahlul Bayt. He said, yes, Yabna Rasulullah, yes, I am planning to visit Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. That's why I did this. He said, no, go visit Fatima al-Ma'suma. Allah, for his wisdom, has hidden the grave of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, but he has given and built the grave or given the permission to build the shrine of Fatima al-Ma'suma as a symbol. So you can visit her shrine. So this man said, the minute I saw this in my dream, I told my family, let's go for the ziyarah. So that lady is a noble lady. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to do her ziyarah inshaAllah in dunya and to grant us her shafa'ah in akhirah.
Dear brother and sister, that was all for today's special. Again, we offer our condolences on the demise anniversary of Lady Ma'suma, peace be upon her. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
As-salamu
talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story of our biggest fears. It can reach you with no warning. Yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down,
need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving. There's a part of me that won't understand, having sleepless nights with my head in my hands. I'm here and tears are falling, yeah. If I could right the wrongs, would you lend me a hand? I would make a difference to this beautiful land. If I'm nothing, I have my intention. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear but it's allowed. Are you listening? Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today marks the demise of Lady Fatima Ma'asum, salamullah alayhi, peace be upon her, daughter of Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, a woman of unmatched purity, knowledge, and love for the truth. We extend our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten in his reappearance, and to all those who seek light through the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, you. Among her many virtues, Lady Masuma, salam alayhi, preserved a priceless legacy, a chain of narration, all through women of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Actually, these narrators are called Fatimiyat, because all of them are, their names are Fatima. And by the way, Fatima is a very good name, which reminds us of Lady Fatima Zahra, salam alayha, the only daughter of the Holy Prophet, the Prophet of Beauty and Mercy. So, Lady Fatima Zahra, salam alayha, at the end of this chain, she narrates from the Holy Prophet. So, he says that the Holy Prophet said, Whoever I am his master, this was, by the way, on the day of Ghadir. Whoever I am his master, Ali is his master. And Lady Fatima continues, when he wanted to remind people of their allegiance that they pledged to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that they would support him after the Holy Prophet, that they would have him as their leader, but they betrayed the Holy Prophet on that. They betrayed Imam Ali alayhi salam on that. And if Lady Fatima wanted to remind them, and she said, have you forgotten when the Prophet said, you, O Ali, are to me as Harun was to Musa? Harun, the very beloved and loyal brother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, who helped him in his mission greatly. So these are not just words of the past. Lady Masuma's choice to preserve and pass on this hadith in those moments that the Imam Rida alayhi salam was captured actually by the tyranny of the time in the disguise of loving Ahlul Bayt, but plotting against them in behind the curtains, behind the scenes. So he was supporting the Imamate as the core of Islam's future. In a world full of distractions, Lady Masuma chose clarity over silence, and that's what made her Masuma, the pure one. Studies in sociology confirm social movements survive not by power, but by memory and meaning. The women of Ahlul Bayt were not just transmitters of hadith, they were protectors of truth. Lady Masuma's voice added credibility, authenticity, maternal warmth to Qadi's message, and ensured that the truth of Vilaya, the guardianship, the mastership of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt would not fade with time. As-salamu alayk ya Fatima al-Masuma, salamullah alayha, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Salaamu Alaikum. Thank you all very much for joining us. This is a special program on the occasion of the demise or the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, whether it's a demise or a martyrdom later on in the program, inshallah. But before that, I would like to introduce to the honorable guest of our program, my favorite guest, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali, my beloved father. Salaamu Alaikum and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum Assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I need to express my salams and greetings to all brothers and sisters who are listening in this program. First of all, we need to show our sadness and condolences for the occasion of martyrdom of Lady Fatima Masuma, salamullah ta'ala alayha, whom we are dwelling in her shrine nowadays for years, taking benefits.
Thank you very much. For our dear audience who are not familiar with Dr. Shamali, I would like to give you a very brief introduction. Dr. Shamali has studied in the Islamic Seminary in Qom for over 30 years. He's been teaching here for the past 20 years. He has a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University, Canada. And at the moment, he's a staff member of Al-Mustafa International University. So, Dr. Shamali, let's start with the very name of Masuma, which means the infallible. And as I know, this is the only non-infallible who has been given this title, Masuma, or infallible, by an imam who is himself an infallible. So this says something about her status. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, please?
Actually, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi emphasized to name all his daughters as Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the historical documents, he came with four Fatima, Fatimiyat. Fatima Tul Kubra, who is Fatima Ma'suma, Lady Ma'suma in Qom. Fatima Sughra in Azerbaijan. Fatima Wusta in northern part of Iran. And Fatima Ukhra in Isfahan. So he had four. Of course, he may had more, but we have documents about four Fatima. Among them, Lady Ma'suma was very outstanding because of her spiritual, intellectual, and divine characteristics she enjoyed. The best characteristics of Fatima Ma'suma, as you mentioned, was Ma'suma, infallible, sinlessness. The one who enjoys sinlessness. And this title was given, gifted to her by her brother, Imam Ali al-Musa al-Ridha, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, because of her dedication and commitment, total dedication and commitment to the laws and regulations, to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to defense with regard to the belief system of Shia ideas and belief system.
Right. So moving on to the next part and our next question, we know that Lady Fatima Ma'suma and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, our eighth imam, our eighth infallible imam, are brother and sister. They are actually from one mother, so they are direct or whole brother and sister. And it's we have in the narrations, if I'm not wrong, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that whoever visits my aunt in Qom is like he has visited me. So this says a lot. I mean, like when an infallible imam not only gives, not only that she gets a title of Ma'suma, the infallible, by an infallible imam, but that she's said to, that her ziyara is said to have the same reward or thawab as visiting an infallible imam. So a little bit on that, please.
As you mentioned, the only title of Ma'suma is given to Fatima Ma'suma, neither to Zainab Kubra, neither to Khadija, neither to any other. But Lady Fatima Ma'suma, the daughter of Musa ibn Ja'far, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi.
Right.
But the narration that you mentioned with regard from Imam Sadiq, it's not from Imam Sadiq.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Imam Ali al-Ridha, salawatullahi wa salamu
alayhi. From her brother again.
Man zara ma'suma biqom keman zaran. Those who visit Fatima ma'suma in Qom exactly resembles to visiting my shrine in Tus. So it shows the high status of Fatima Ma'suma before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when infallible imam provides such a statement, it shows that he is providing us a fact. And this is because of her special status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amazing that intercession of all Shia is gifted to Lady Fatima Ma'suma, salawatullahi wa salamu alayha, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in according to a riwayah from Imam Sadiq.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because of her dedication, her knowledge, her support, and her defense with regard to the infallible imam, the position of the institution of imamate. It's very important that as well as that reward and thawab, it is said that those who visit the shrine of Fatima Ma'suma is exactly as those who visit the shrine of Imam Ali al-Ridha. Why? Because the same in terms of everything, spirituality, dedication, commitment, infallibility. And it's not, matter of description that you know, a brother wants to provide a description from his sister. And interestingly, Fatima Ma'suma is also entitled as Muhaditha, one of the greatest narrators with regard to the belief system, particularly with regard to the establishment of Imamate, is Lady Fatima Ma'suma. You know, unlike Fatima al-Zahra salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayha, which is not only Muhaditha, but she was also Muhaditha. She was spoken by...
She was spoken by
Gabriel.
Gabriel,
yeah. So she enjoyed the title of Muhaditha, but Lady Ma'suma is just Muhaditha.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Thank you very much. My dear friends, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Ma'suma. This is a special program with the name The Ship of Salvation. On this occasion, we try our best to cover the main parts of her life as much as we can in the short time that we have. I would like to express my sincere condolences to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, on this occasion. We are going to go for a short break, and then inshallah, we will be right back. Don't go away.
The news of her birth was met with a special heartfelt joyous expectation by her father Musa bin Ja'far and her mother Lady Najma. They named her after the exalted mother of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, Fatima, and she later came to be known as Ma'suma. She was one of the few Shia women who related hadith, and many important hadiths have been related by her. The most famous characteristic of this exalted woman was her knowledge, as she had reached a high degree of perfection in knowledge and understanding of Islam in the shortest possible time. A story is told that when she was still a child, a group of Shias entered Medina and headed towards the home of Imam Musa al-Kadhim, peace be upon him, seeking answers to their questions. At the time, however, His Holiness Musa bin Ja'far and Imam Ridha, peace be upon them, were on a trip, so they had no choice but to write down their questions and turn them over to the family of Imam Kadhim, peace be upon him, so they could receive the answers the next time they journeyed to Medina. Lady Ma'suma wrote the answers to their questions and gave them to the group before they left town. On their way back, this group encountered Imam Kadhim, peace be upon him, and told him what had happened. Imam Kadhim, peace be upon him, asked to see the writing and reviewed it carefully. After noting the careful, correct way in which the questions were answered, three times he exclaimed, "May her father give his life for her." After a while, she lost her father when she was 10. Her father was oppressively martyred by Harun the Caliph. Thus, she was brought up under the supervision of her brother, Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, who was 35. The Great Lady's Demise. Ma'mun made Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, come a long way to Khorasan and put him in a virtual exile by threatening him. After living as a foreigner there for a year, and knowing how much his sister Lady Ma'suma, peace be upon her, loved him, Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, wrote to her and asked her to journey to Khorasan together with some relatives. When their caravan reached Save, a town near Qom, a group of government-supported enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, stopped the caravan and began to fight with those accompanying the lady, resulting in the martyrdom of nearly all the men of the caravan. Some say that because of the grief over the killings and according to historical records due to poisoning, the daughter of Musa bin Ja'far fell critically ill and was unable to continue traveling towards Khorasan. She told the survivors of this event, "Take me to Qom, for I have heard my father say, Qom is the home and refuge of our Shias." Seriously ill, she spent 17 days and nights in Qom in prayer and worship. Finally, she passed away at the age of 28 on the 10th of Rabi Athani, 201 AH. She died far from home without ever having had the joy of laying her blessed eyes on her brother once again. Pilgrimage to Her Holiness. According to a hadith affirmed by the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, she has the position of intercessor and much advice has been given to make a pilgrimage to her. Imam Raza, peace be upon him, has said, "Whoever goes on a pilgrimage to Ma'suma, peace be upon her, in Qom, is like one who has made a pilgrimage to me."
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. This is a special program with the name The Ship of Salvation, a special broadcast on the occasion of the demise of Lady Fatima Ma'suma, the jewel of the city of Qom. We are happy to be living in her vicinity, and we all confess to the fact that those people who are inhabitants of this holy city truly and really witness the greatness of this lady and the blessings that she has brought to our city, alhamdulillah. Dr. Shamili, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us today in this show. In the next part of our show, we are going to talk a little bit about what we said about, we talked about the status of Lady Fatima Ma'suma and why it's so important to, why it's recommended to visit her. Now, there is another hadith that says that the shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'suma is the ush, or the nest of the Ahlul Bayt. So I would like you to actually maybe give a better translation of the word ush, if I'm mistaken, and also explain a little bit to us what that means.
I don't know the divine philosophy behind the settlement of the shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'suma in the city of Qom. And according to some narrations, Islamic narrations, while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was taken to Mi'raj, ascension, divine ascension, at that journey, he saw some very enlightened spots on the planet, on the earth. And he was asking Gabriel that what are these, you know, very enlightened spots? And he was explaining to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is Kufa, this is Qom, this is Mecca, this is Medina. You know, they're very enlightened, which was very highlighted from above. So that spot, meaningly Qom, was famous to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his journey at that night. So it shows that it's not a matter of history or, you know, man-made or historical documents and, you know, records. It's not the case. It's the willing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this special spot on this planet is something masterpiece and special because of that journey.
Right.
And then after...
So you're saying that the land upon which the shrine is based upon is as
is
well...
blessed and divine. From the beginning, it was the journey of Prophet Muhammad.
Right.
Then, on the year 83 AH, a group of Arab Ash'arites tried to come and settle in this city. And from that year 83 AH up until now, Qom is famous for being the center and core and the very refuge for Shia, 12ers, for Shia 12ers.
Right.
All dynasties like Buwayhid, Aqyunlu, Qaraqyunlu, Safavid, you know, they were supporting this land in terms of the shrine of Fatima Ma'suma, and before that, supporting the Shi'i groups who were settled from Ash'arite here.
Mm-hmm.
So the many Ash'arite fellows were the companions of Ahlul Bayt throughout the history from the time of Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, and come down. So 83 was the beginning, and thereafter it was the center. Why?
because it is considered as refuge, as secure and sacred because of some elements. Number one, three gates of heaven will be open, inshallah, in hereafter from the city of Qom. So this is a refuge. This is blessedness. Number two, the Ash'arite have chosen this land for their living. And they were the supporter of Ahlul Bayt. They were violation and campaign against Amavids, against Abbasids, always, you know, unrest and campaigning was here in this city. This is the second. And third, the Qom is a refuge for those who are helpless, based on their daily life, based on their belief system, based on their religiosity. You know, this is a refuge, a place that you come to become like in Mecca, the city of security.
It's a pilgrimage center.
This is another one. And the last one, this is Osh or net or center or core. When you say core, it means something unique, special, because of being the center for the spread of the Islamic teachings, particularly from brief system, which is narrated by Ahlul Bayt, by all scholars who were settled here, and then they moved here and there to different cities, and also nowadays, which is the core for spreading Islamic knowledge all over the world.
And I think one of the great blessings that the existence of this shrine has brought for us, not only in the fact, in the sense that, as you said, it's the core of the city, but also it provides a sense of peace for all of the people. You know, even when you pass by a holy place and you just say salam to a lady who you know had a very high status in the eyes of Allah, that gives you a sort of sense of comfort. And, you know, to sort of take your kids there and talk about her status and all of the scholars who are buried in that holy shrine. These are all adding to the to the fact that this place is blessed. And I wanted to add this, that one of the other blessings that this shrine has brought for us is that Qom is now the center of the Islamic studies in the whole universe. It's the heart of the Shiite center of the world of Islam. And you see people from so many different walks of life, from so many different countries. When you walk in the streets of Qom, it's a unique blend of people from all over the world who share one belief, you know, and one value, and that's very, very valuable. So thank you very much, dear audience. Inshallah, we're going to go for a short break, and then we will be right back. Stay tuned. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back. This is a special program, The Ship of Salvation, a special program prepared for you on the occasion of the demise of Lady Fatima Masuma, salamullahi alayha. Dr. Shamili, welcome back. Thank you very much for taking the time to be in today's show.
Thank you.
We are going to talk in the third section of our program about the fact, we actually talked in the previous part a little bit about how the existence of the Holy Shrine is a trig for for the fact that we have so many different Islamic seminaries, and even the haram itself, the shrine itself, is a center for Islamic dialogue. When you walk inside the haram, in different corners of the haram, you see students, you see there are small groups of people who are quietly speaking together, talking together. And another thing that I want to share with our dear audience is that in the basement of the haram, we have this a sort of university for ladies. And we have different classes of memorizing the Quran, reciting the Quran, family etiquettes, and you name it. So many different interesting knowledges that women come to this holy sanctuary, and they actually empower themselves as Muslim women, and they become more educated in the field of Islamic studies. So let's talk about this, about how it is that this haram has become sort of an incentive for Qom being the heart of the Shiite center of the world of Islam.
Let me begin from this point, my daughter, my dear daughter. I feel fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen my family to live near Lady Fatima. And you have felt, you have realized, you have tasted that whenever you are in hardship, even whenever you are not in hardship, you feel gap, you feel empty, you feel something loosened. Okay, you come, you enter from one gate and you exit from the other one. You will be released. Just enough for us to live in a city which has the smell, heavenly smell, of the presence of Lady Fatima. I leave all talks and records from big, big, great scholars. Myself, I'm fortunate. I feel fortunate enough to live beside Lady Fatima. And to go back to your point, it is amazing that Lady Fatima did not come to Qom by her own willing. It was a written invitation from Imam Ali al-Ridha, sallallahu alayhi, on the year 200, mm-hmm. 200 AH. He wrote a letter, invitation letter, and sent it very fast by a person to go very first to Medina and invite Lady Fatima. Why? Because Lady Fatima Masuma was the defender of wilaya, defender of Imam. That lady must not be buried in Medina. Mm-hmm. Medina has enough. He has to come in the middle center of Islamic Republic of Iran, the core of Iran, the city of Qom. Why? A light, a shrine, as was enlightened on the night of ascendance by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Ali al-Ridha invited her sister to come. And she came. She settled only 17 days. Only. And after that, from that day, from that date, it was the spread of centers for seeking knowledge. Very small centers. And then came to the time of Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi, Ridwanullah Ta'ala, who was settled in Karbala. And he was sent by Imam Hussein to come to Qom. And he settled the Elmiye Seminary of Qom. At that time, it was very small seminary. And nowadays, more than 40 students in all levels, they are studying.
40,000 students.
40,000 students in all levels. Okay? They are studying, researching, and talking about Islamic, particularly Al-Mustafa International University, which is collecting students from all over the world.
And I think we shouldn't forget this, you know, it's like, it's not for no reason that the shrine has become, that this city has become the center for Islamic studies, for It's a scholastic center. It's an academic center because Lady Fatima Masuma herself was an academic figure.
Exactly.
So the last story that I want to share with our dear listeners is that once this group of people come to Imam Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam, the father of Lady Fatima Masuma, and they bring with them a letter which contains the several questions that they had come across in the years, and they wanted to ask this from the Imam. So the Imam was actually not present in town, the servant of the house or the server of the house gives this letter and takes it inside to Lady Fatima Masuma. So she takes the letter and she writes down the answers of those questions. On the way back, this caravan meets Imam Musa ibn Jafar, and they say, yeah, we came to see you and we had so many questions and these are the answers that we got from your house. And the Imam, when he opens the letter, he says, Fidaha Abuha, may her father be sacrificed for her, because this is the level.
Exactly the right answer.
And
exactly.
So this is exactly how I would have answered as an Imam. So this is why Qom is now the heart of the Shiite center of the world of Islam. It's because in Islam we are blessed to have a lady like Lady Fatima Masuma, who is herself an academic, shining academic figure. Thank you very much, Dr. Shamli. I'm going to say goodbye to you now. I would like to appreciate you for your time. Once again, I would like to express my sincere condolences on the occasion of the demise of Lady Fatima Masuma. We hope to see you in our next shows, inshallah, very soon.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us on today's program of the Ship of Salvation. This was a special program on the occasion of the demise of Lady Fatima Masuma, Salamullah alayha. I would like to add that according to some narrations, Lady Fatima Masuma is known to have been martyred because a lady from the city that she was living in at the time and the last days of her life poisoned her food, and thus she became a martyr. I hope that inshallah we will be the true followers of the path of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, and that Lady Fatima Masuma will shower us with her blessing and her knowledge and her presence spiritually and physically in our lives, inshallah, and that I hope that you from around the world will soon have the honor of visiting her beautiful shrine very soon, inshallah. Until another episode of The Ship of Salvation, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Everyone, brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world, listening to Arab English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Here today again with brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Masoom. I'm here with you. Inshallah, today we will be practicing verse number 37, Surah Ar-Ra'd, on page 254. Yep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's get it started. First and foremost, brothers and sisters, I really want you, before we start, turn to page 254 of the Quran, Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 37.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق.
And thus we have revealed it as an Arabic legislation. And if you should follow their inclinations after what has come to you of knowledge, you would not have against Allah any ally or any protector.
Nice recitation. Really nice. I really love this kind of recitations that he has, the Mujawwad recitation. So, let's first and foremost, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, then inshallah we'll practice the recitation and the tajweed points. A'udhu billahi minashaytanir rajim. Everyone, do you have the ayah?
Yeah.
Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Verse number 37, Surah Ar-Ra'd, page 254.